Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
So this is episode 86.
86. Good.
Well, I forgot for half a second.
Right.
So we just recorded a bonus episode and on Christoph St. John. Mm-hmm. Now this is our just our regular old conversational recap.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're in the same room. As you said in the last one.
Yeah.
So just when you thought the sound quality might be better because we all have microphones. My husband's band is playing in the basement.
Right. So you know, we have ambience.
Yeah. As always. Yeah. This is how we do it.
That's how they know it's not professional.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So a lot's been happening, but it was sort of some of the action was paused because of the week they spent on Christoph St. John.
Right. Yeah.
So, sorry, I have my notes, but
That's okay.
They're just for me, only for me to read. Where do you want to start?
I think we should start with Lola's liver right
Lola's
at the top.
Lola's liver. Oh my gosh. I saw a meme. It was really funny. It said, she'll take your liver and she'll take your husband, but a purse is too much. Hashtag Hola.
Oh, snap.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yikes.
I like Lola.
I like Lola too. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Lola. Do we know why they had to take her liver out?
Yeah, I remember she hit her head and then it was like they were like, oh, and by the way, she has kidney failure.
By the way, your liver sucks.
Yeah, she's like, it was fortuitous that she had had a head injury.
Okay, all right.
And brought her to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, so she got her liver.
Mm-hmm. Courtesy of Summer. Who got married.
Who drank champagne all night and then proceeded to give Lola her booze-filled liver.
Right. I've noticed that since their surgeries, both Summer and Lola have had alcohol.
Are they not supposed to?
I just had liver surgery. No.
I don't know.
No, you're not. I would, I suppose for Summer, even more so because she had part of
cranberry
her,
juice.
Well, she had part of her liver sliced off.
The like rest how much do they take? A half of it? A
piece
of it?
No. I think it's like less than a third. Oh. Maybe a quarter.
Shoot, that's not very much.
It's not very much. And it will all fully grow back.
And then how does
it's regenerative.
Somebody else function on that small of a liver?
Because it's a regenerative organ and it starts to work normally and go back to...
Oh.
But neither of them should be out of the hospital. Neither of them should be in clubs working.
I think we were over that storyline, though, of her being in the hospital. Yeah. We were ready for her to get out and start her new life again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because remember, even Devon was saying... you know, her health is not going to be up for running this new restaurant.
Right. And she's
and
like,
now
yes,
she's
it is.
Just
I'm
like, bounce
great.
Back.
Yeah,
she's,
I feel fine.
She's just fine.
They did it laparoscopically. So she doesn't have any scars somehow.
Some sort of laser surgery. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. They went through her throat.
So.
But I still don't think that either of them should be drinking ever. But okay.
So Kyle has spent some time, at least a few couple months, no, a month married to Summer.
Yeah, not that long, but yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, on the show, it's like a week.
Really?
Yeah. It hasn't been that long, but he is taking care of his marital business. Without any trouble at all.
This whole,
and I don't think that's appropriate.
I am fully with you that he
is a whore.
Said that he is just going to marry Summer, and he even said when they were sitting down and talking about this whole like liver for a marriage deal,
right?
He said, "But I'm not going to have sex with you,"
right?
And she was like, "Okay." Sure. And then the wedding night, they did it.
Yeah,
it was like he didn't even have to be coerced.
Yeah, no, there was no coercion. There was no, you know, I'm going to change my mind tomorrow if you don't do me right now. No, it's our honeymoon. Oh yeah, I guess it is. Kabam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I lost so much respect for him.
So, okay. Yes, but I thought about this a lot.
Uh-oh.
And I read a lot of comments, you know, just on the internet, because I wanted to know what did other people think too, you know?
Okay.
And so I think the argument is potentially, and I think he may have made this argument, that he didn't want to do anything that would get Summer to back out of giving the liver.
Right.
So this was a self-sacrifice.
Oh, please.
I don't know. But so he had to like go all in so the next morning she'd wake up and give the liver.
So he,
but
so she did.
Yes.
But then.
But then they come home and they're doing it
and
again.
And they're doing it more.
And then like, I'm really confused because she had a liver transplant.
She should not be having
any
kind of physical contact with anyone.
No.
For at least a couple days.
I mean, right? She had infection. Surgery. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably got bandages and stitches and. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
Summer can make anything sexy.
I guess so. Jeez. Jesus. Anyway, yeah, so I feel like Kyle is a dog.
Yeah.
And it's like they're writing it to make it be like, oh, but he loves Lola. He loves Lola. And we just want him to be with Lola.
It's like, no, Lola doesn't deserve him.
Other way.
Well, she doesn't deserve a guy like him who's such a pig.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
she
I feel like he just threw it away.
Yeah.
But then, I mean,
she'll take him back.
Oh, my
gosh.
She
won't care.
She knows. He told her.
Yeah.
So then he said, here's the deal. I had to sleep with her. And Lola's like, boo-hoo.
Mm, wah, wah, wah.
And then she's like, can you just, now that you're professing your love to me, can you just not sleep with her anymore? Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. But then
he did.
Yeah. So,
he is Jack's son.
Yeah, totally. Yes, he is.
That's
Jack's
what
son.
It all goes back to.
Yeah, it's in the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So I really felt like he's stringing Summer along, even though I can't stand Summer and she makes me want to barf.
Yeah, she's still getting, I was going to say she's getting the wrong end of the stick, but you know.
I think it's her comeuppance.
Yeah, kind of.
In my opinion.
The fact that she even negotiated to begin with.
I know. She's
a terrible person. A clearly harmless thing because no harm has come to her from giving up her liver.
Had she have just been like, you know what? I'm the only match and I'm going to do the selfless thing and give Lola part of my liver. Kyle probably would have been into it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If she had done it for.
But she had to manipulate him.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So she's pretty awful still, too.
Also, let's not forget that it wasn't that long ago, like, that she seduced Billy over and over, her mom's boyfriend, and then they had sex. She's a terrible person.
Yeah.
She's a spoiled brat.
She's entitled. She has no moral center.
Yeah.
She has no role models, so.
Oh, okay. That's true. It's in the DNA.
But still.
That being said, I really like Hunter King, who plays Summer. I think she's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not a Hunter King problem. It's a Summer problem.
It's a Summer problem.
So anyway,
so what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Kyle's going to wind up with one of them?
I don't know. Here's what I want to happen is that Summer and Lola kind of realize that he's been bagging them both. I mean, maybe not on the same day, but like within a window.
Probably.
Oh, God. One of them's going to get pregnant.
What if they both get pregnant?
Then they can just. It'll be like the Summer wing and the Lola wing at the Abbott Manor.
Jeez.
I hope not.
No.
Anyway, because they both have their transplant, like neither of them should be getting busy.
No.
I just, all of it. So yeah. I want them to both
dump him hard.
Both dump him and then become BFFs over it.
There you go.
I like that.
Yes, liver bonding.
Liver bonding. And dog boyfriend bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, kick him to the curb.
Because I really don't think Kyle deserves either of them.
Anything good in the world.
Nope.
No.
So, but it, and also I would say, that being said, I really liked Kyle and Lola together, like as a couple, like I kind of liked where that was. But in the last couple days, now that they're officially free and clear of summer and they're off pursuing their own love, they're making me sick.
Okay.
I know you didn't see...
I didn't see that.
Friday's episode.
No.
He, like... So Lola cashed in her V-card. He did some sort of rooftop picnic-y thing.
Okay.
And, you know, like, they danced under the moonlight and then had, like, really, like... I don't know, special first time sex.
So let's all think back. No, it was not good sex, but it was first time.
Yeah. So, and she, like, then she's beaming the next morning,
of course.
And she's asking him to come into society and she's going to make him a fancy sandwich. And I didn't like the, like, she's making him a sandwich. Like, it could have been anything else. She could be making him rice and beans or pizza, but it's like a woman making a man a sandwich. Like,
what's
wrong
with that?
I don't know. It just, it rubbed me the
wrong
way.
You got your feminist face on.
I know. Like... I guess it was because I felt like he acts like he's God's gift, and it's just the dynamic has shifted where she used to be this, like, really strong character.
Independent.
And now it's like she's got hearts in her eyes and I just want to slap her.
Making sandwiches for the man.
So.
Okay.
So now I'm even more into her and Summer becoming, like, BFFs over a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to stay together? What's going to happen?
I think Lola and Kyle will stay together for another 6 months.
Oh, that long?
Yeah. I think
Christmas.
Yeah. I think we're going to see them for a while and then something, you know, unforeseen will happen. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something dramatic enough that they could break up over, but.
So there's, a very, very attractive man who just got cast. I don't know his name. Sorry. I don't know what he's going to play.
Oh, that guy.
But he's really hot. And he's about their age, you know?
Oh, okay.
So.
New meat in town?
Yeah, there's some new meat in town soon.
Okay.
Some summer love, probably. No pun intended. Yeah. So I hope maybe he can wedge something in there. Did that sound bad?
That sounded wasn't really spoiled. Dirty.
It's not what I meant. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Okay. Well, great. You know, because I recall us saying a few years ago, where are the young?
True.
In the Young and the Restless. They have found young.
Yeah.
They've got a good core of young people
because
now.
Because they listen to this podcast.
That's right.
And they make... a lot of tweaks based on our feedback.
Good choices. That was a good choice.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Ray, Mia, and Arturo's triangle.
Okay.
Because we talked last time about Arturo and Mia. It turned out they did hook up. And then Ray found out, you know, Mia and hit Lola.
Thinking it was Abby.
Yeah. So it's all out in the open, essentially. Maybe not to the whole world, but Sharon knows. So basically she already tweeted it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, and Mia is actually pregnant.
Is she though?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they showed her drinking and she was defending herself saying, you know, it's the first trimester. One drink isn't going to do anything. And I'm sitting
there. You're right. But
are you insane? It's the first trimester. That's going to mess your baby up.
It was like 2 days before that. They went to the doctor together and like they did a, that was when
ultrasound?
It was like revealed. Yeah. An ultrasound. I was going to say a sonogram.
Same idea.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. And she was shocked that she actually was pregnant. They're like, no, the baby is real. So, so Ray doesn't know that she was lying in the beginning.
Okay.
But it is confirmed.
But there is an actual baby.
But you're right. Then at the bar, she was like, I can have a drink.
I can have one. It's like, no, you can't.
So
I'm sorry, but.
That was interesting.
Yeah, really bad alcohol messages from the YNR staff lately.
Well, I wonder, was that, because I feel like Ray was using that, like, if you don't.
Get your act together and shape up.
Because he said, I'm starting to wonder if prison is the right place for this baby to be born.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa.
Yeah, well, like you can't have alcohol in prison, but okay.
Then it's even worse.
Yeah.
Then it's
homemade.
Like brewed in your
toilet. Yeah.
And so, oh yeah, and Arturo told Abby too.
Sorry, I just had a thought.
You had a look.
I did. I wonder, and I hope that they don't, but I wonder if maybe they're setting it up so that the child is...
What? Misshapen?
Well, no, you know, born with cognitive difficulties and, you know, fetal alcohol syndrome. Have they ever done that as a storyline?
No, but I already know that her character is leaving.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
So... I kind of feel like maybe she will be given that birth in prison.
Yeah, sounds like it then, if she's leaving.
I mean, that actress is leaving the show, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Which I don't mind. I never really cared for her. She kind of bugged me. I don't know why.
I totally get it, because I think she's supposed to.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I liked her, is that I kind of love to hate her mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. But I also liked that this, like, combo of her trying to always break into like the upper crust mm-hmm. of society and never being able to really like get there,
follow through.
And yeah, she just like, I don't know. I don't feel like they really talk about that very much. It's like mm-hmm. more like they have like Sharon, like help a homeless person. And then you like think she's some sort of savior, but I kind of like the polar of like Abby pulling that, like I'm a rich bitch card.
Mm-hmm.
Against mm-hmm. Mia. I'm not saying I enjoy that, but I kind of liked at least that was some sort of like mm-hmm. additional friction.
Yeah.
Because they don't talk about that very much.
No, they don't. And there's a huge wealth disparity in that town.
There's the haves.
You either have or you're not on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're out there somewhere.
There's no one else.
They're peripheral characters. There's
Mrs. Martinez.
They come out.
When was the last Christmas time we saw her?
They come out on Thanksgiving for the turkey feed.
Yeah, you know, at the funeral for Neil.
Yeah.
Esther was there.
Oh yeah, that's
and right. she had a couple of lines, and I was just thinking, oh man, that stinks that you're not on this show even more, because I've always liked Esther as a character.
Yeah, but I don't know her that to be. And I liked when she was working at the coffee house. It seemed kind of like mm-hmm. cool that she could be written in this new way. And yeah. I don't know.
I guess she just doesn't want to. I'm hoping that it's the actor saying, no, I'm good. Every once in a while it's fun, but I mean, I don't want to do this as a job.
She's a flight attendant.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And has been for a long, long time.
How about that?
So every time that's I get on a plane,
that's a harder job than
I always
acting,
wait,
that's for sure.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's a
rumor.
I'm busy jet setting.
Yeah, apparently.
So
whose baby is it? Ray or Arturo's?
I think it's Arturo's.
Yeah, I think it's Arturo's too.
Also because he's leaving the show and I'm devastated.
He wasn't really going anywhere. I mean, his character was just kind of
loved him.
That guy.
He slept with Nikki, came in like real
Yeah, and then nothing since. He should have stayed with Nikki. That would have been great.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't really think of anybody that he really would have clicked with. Abby kind of was the only real age option. I guess. I don't know. I liked him, and I'm kind of bummed he's not coming back, but... Mm. So I guess I'm thinking, like, it's not Ray's baby.
Right.
Because I don't think that whatever they've got, I mean, Ray and Lola,
well,
as far
unless,
as I know, are
staying. Unless Ray has to raise the child.
Yeah, and Sharon would love that. She loves raising other people's children
exactly.
over it. If it's a wayward baby,
right.
it's in her
She's,
arms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he goes on and on about how he wants to be a dad, and he's always
True.
Wanted to be a dad.
Okay,
and
that's
they're
a good
really,
point.
They're really pushing that. It's like, okay, so have the baby in prison and then give it to Ray to raise. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you could do the whole single dad.
Or will she miscarry?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
I don't know. Either way, I don't know
I don't
where
care
the story...
very much.
Yeah, I know. I don't
That's
either.
The problem. It's like, yeah, baby lives or dies. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Should we move on then?
Yeah.
Let's. I mean, I don't really have a lot to say about Jack and Ashley and their feuding business drama.
Yeah, because it's boring and it always has been.
I know.
Always will be. Who cares? You know, if they say my father's company one more time, I'm going to lose.
My father's company.
Oh, God. It hasn't been your father's company for 20, 30 years. What? When is it going to be your company?
Never, because it wasn't founded by them.
Yeah.
My great-great-great-grandfather's company.
Yeah, see, I don't think the people, you know, at Disney
refer
to it that way.
Walt's company.
It's Walt. Walt wouldn't like what you're doing to his company. No, Walt would love it because you're making money. If you're making money, Jack Abbott or John Abbott would have been plenty happy no matter how it's done.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't feel like you ever really hear, like, when they talk about Newman, Victor's been in and out. Nobody ever says, my father's company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they know, like, Victor pulls a lot of puppet master strings.
Yeah.
Either way, they're going back and forth. In a nutshell, here's what I understand, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Phyllis got ousted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
Jack got put in.
Yeah.
Phyllis is scrambling. She's got no boyfriend. Panicking. She's got no job. Looks like she doesn't have a place to live. I don't know. She's just out there in the wings.
Yeah.
And she's desperate. So, she convinced Jack that she could take over Fenmore. Like, she could buy Fenmore's and work with Lauren.
Right.
Like, just throw her a bone. Throw her a bone. And she was kind of like trying to blackmail him a little bit. I've got these pictures of Kyle and Lola going out to dinner that I'm going to show Summer, which will be bad PR. And so she was like positioning her own daughter in a bad way. Anyway, then she couldn't come up with the money. And then she blackmailed Billy into giving her the money.
Mm-hmm.
Loose blackmail.
Right.
So I believe she will be purchasing Fenmore's and working with Lauren. And that will be important because Summer and Kyle have come up with this grand marketing plan to use social media and social media influencers for, like, the big Jabot campaign. Mm-hmm. But I think Phyllis is going to steal that idea.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah. And we're going to get some, like, maybe funny Coachella moments. I don't know.
Yes.
I want to see Jack's festival outfit real bad.
Yeah. Big time. Let's have a music
Jack at
festival.
Burning Man.
Yes. There you go.
Oh my gosh. If they did YNR, like a YNR Burning Man episode, I would die.
I would write watch that. It over and over
I know.
Over
it'd be
again.
Classic.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on.
Yeah. So they're on the outs.
They're on the outs.
Big surprise.
Yeah. Mariah has, I don't know, is it a stalker, a harasser, a secret harasser?
Yeah, a secret harasser.
Somebody threw a brick through the coffee house window, and I don't know, it said something mean.
Well, it said something about gossip, that you need to stop gossiping or something like that.
So it sounds good, then they're giving her the advice she needs.
Apparently.
She should say gossip is
bad.
Well,
that's true. Yeah, right, you know.
I'm going to start throwing bricks in people's windows.
I don't think that's
Stop
a great
gossiping.
Idea. I think that's a poor choice, but you're a grown woman, so have fun in prison.
So then, I don't think you saw it because it was just on yesterday's episode. She got some texts from an unknown number that was, they were threatening, like, you're going to be in pain soon. Wah-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, but how is it spelled? Could this be a marketing ploy?
What do you mean?
Pain is the new sweater.
Yeah, like with a capital P?
P-A-Y-N-E.
No. Like Ilyn Payne from Game of Thrones?
There you
no.
go. Yeah. You know, if it had a line of boot wear.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Nope. It wasn't like that. It was more like with skull emojis.
We're going to hurt you
the
physically.
The red feet marks.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Do you mean footprints?
Yeah. What did I say? Feet marks?
Yes.
100% sober over here.
Yeah, of course. Always.
Anyway, so I don't know what that is. And then my question is, how does Tessa play into this? Because I'm certain it's because of Tessa. I just know it. Tessa's bad news.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I
don't. Tessa's awesome.
I have no problem with their relationship. I just can't stand Tessa. She's trouble. Trouble surrounds her. She's like one of those people where they always have drama and they're always a victim.
Yeah, that's true.
So Mariah needs a better girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
That's my argument.
All right.
Maybe it's the brick thrower. She's got muscles.
Yeah. Not sure that's a healthy way to start a relationship, but
it's like on the brick. There's a note with like, it's a little, do heart. You like me? Yes. Yes. No. Throw the brick back outside.
Exactly. See, Lindsay's dating service in a nutshell.
It's terrible. Anyway, so I don't know what's going on, but anyway, she's okay. Got so it. I don't know more if it's a stalker on that later. Or a threatener.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Devon?
Yeah.
What
you know, Devon?
He's trying to put his life back together. He's trying.
He's trying, and I think he was on the way.
I think he was too. I think and he then was, Neil died.
Yeah, then Neil died, and that's gonna, you know, he's gonna be weepy about that for a while.
Yeah.
You know, coming so close on the heels of Hillary dying.
Yeah.
And were they having a baby? Were they pregnant when she died? I can't remember.
So it was like she was pregnant, and so when she got hit by the car, she lost the baby, and they spent like 3 episodes just talking about that.
Yeah.
And then she died after that.
And then she
that.
Died of that, too. Okay, so he's been through a lot in the last few months.
Yeah.
So I hope that it means that he's just going to dive into work and, you know, make his music
right after Hillary died.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, supposedly got really into work, but it was like he was partying a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean actual work.
Okay.
Not just the producer side of it, going to clubs and listening to music, but to...
So he's got this romantic connection with Elena, the nurse of... What's that guy's name?
Jet Slade.
Yeah, Jet Slade.
Really fabulous name. So great. And pretty, they can't say it often enough.
It's true. That's how it's so memorable.
Right. Yeah. So he's an older African-American rhythm and blues singer guy. Is he somebody that we should know?
No, I he's Googled because like I was like, you know, is he like a real celebrity?
Yeah.
And it was a no.
Okay. All right.
Because occasionally
they
knows
do.
How to sing.
Yeah. They do bring in people who are actually established. But yeah, he's a great singer.
And he's on his dad.
Yes, he's on his dad.
So,
but not Devon's dad.
No. And so Neil and the nurse have kind of hit it off.
Mm-hmm. No.
And yeah.
Devon.
Elena. Oh, what did I say? And Neil?
You said Neil.
Sorry. Devon and the nurse have hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out. I think they went out on a date, maybe two.
Yeah, a couple dates.
But then I
it
think
just didn't
he was.
Click.
They were talking, and then he was like seeing flashes of Hillary's face while they were talking, and it didn't look so good.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So it's too soon for him to be dating.
I guess, apparently. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that'll last about another couple weeks, and then he'll be right back in the swing of things.
I mean...
But I don't feel like they had very good chemistry
I kind of
together.
Don't feel like they
it
do
was
either.
Just kind of,
know.
Oh,
It kind of just felt like they... But you know what's weird? I feel like on the show, but then like on Instagram, he's posted a few photos like they're at the daytime Emmys or whatever. And I feel like in the pictures, they like real life pictures, they look cozy. And I don't mean to suggest anything. Mm-hmm. They just look like they have chemistry in real life. So I'm like, why is that not translating on the screen?
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
So what else?
Okay. Let's talk about society.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how dumb that name is?
I could take it or leave it.
It's pretentious.
Well, I thought that was the point. And it's Abby's restaurant.
Yeah,
it should be pretentious.
Why don't they? I really wish that they had just named it Pretentious. That's the restaurant
Abby's
I want to.
Abby's Pretentious Restaurant.
Right? OMJ. So now that Lola has no repercussions for having major organ surgery, and she is back in the saddle.
Yeah.
Cooking up whatever it is she cooks up.
Yeah. Sandwiches. anti-feminist sandwiches.
Okay.
Yeah. I like, so do you like the set? Do you like not like the set?
How I like the set. It's really small and there is no dance floor. And so I don't understand. Yeah. Is it a restaurant or is it a club?
It's supposed to be all encompassing.
Well, that's dumb because they had people dancing.
Remember?
In the area where people are eating. It's like, you gotta sort that stuff out.
But remember Nick's place, Underground. And granted, yeah, that was supposed to be more of an underground scene.
And crowded. And yeah, that made sense.
Yes.
This doesn't make sense that it's got fine dining and linens.
No.
And then you got somebody's butt in your face because they're, you know, dancing their night away.
Yeah. Yeah, the stage was incredibly tiny. Yeah, it was more like they just put a microphone and plugged it in.
Yeah,
yeah, there was not like an actual stage when she's talking.
A soundboard.
Because this is supposed to tie in. Oh, maybe they haven't even said it yet. Maybe I just dotted the line myself. But because the theory behind this whole concept is that Abby's like, we'll bring in these like hip, cool new musicians.
Right.
And like we could have a lot of like new music artists.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Kyle and Summer doing their whole like social media influencer stuff. I'm certain we're going to see this crossover of hip influencers or whatever musical people coming in.
That makes sense. I just don't understand why it all has to be overlapping in the same room.
Because they only have so much space to build a set.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's probably right where Underground was.
Right.
It's got to be the same size.
Yeah, probably. Okay. I'll get over it.
I think that it is modern.
Mm-hmm. It's very sleek.
And it was a necessary addition to the sets that they currently have.
Right.
Because the athletic club can only go so far.
Right. Yeah. And they're done with having the rooftop be the cool hip place to go.
Yeah. What happened to that?
No one. It was winter.
Yeah. So no I feel one like went. Maybe in the summer it should.
That'll perk up again.
Come back.
Okay. Maybe. I think that the garments worn by the staff at Society are hideously ugly.
They are pretty bad, I won't lie.
They're
I'm not sure
awful.
Who chose those.
No, they're just the worst.
That being said, last night was like the creative awards for the Daytime Emmys.
Oh, right. Oh, God.
And Young and the Restless won for costume.
Well, that's before, I mean... This.
Oh, that's true. This is from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Front runners for the current.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, they're like these gray
in the
boxy
service industry.
It looks like they went to like the uniform store and just like picked the random ones that were on the rack.
Yeah.
There's
and then
nothing like cool about them.
Yeah. No one's fit properly. Even Lola, the chef.
Yeah.
Her chef jacket didn't fit.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's ridiculous.
And I feel like it's trying too hard because, like, it's not like a Lisa Vanderpump Rules Sir restaurant where, like, they're walking around in, like, you know, tiny little dresses or anything.
Right.
It's
no, it's, it just, I don't know. It didn't work.
Yeah, it did not
work. It was bad colors. I didn't like the font that they used on the stitching. It was just like, nope.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more awful.
Well, and I don't like the menu because she's only serving sandwiches.
Well, that goes without saying. But you got to know the cocktail menu is probably pretty extensive.
That's a good point. Yeah, I do.
Two kinds of lemon drops.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, the opening night was...
It was all looking like it was going to be a disaster because everything was going wrong as they're setting up.
Honestly, I wanted it to be a disaster based on the lack of planning they did to open this new restaurant.
That would have made more sense than
because
having it
was
all
like
come together 3:30
p.m. and they were like, well, the food hasn't been delivered. I'm like, what do you mean the food hasn't?
Yeah.
Like that should have already been delivered days ago.
Yeah, no.
And
yeah. Well, and the fact that Lola's standing there saying, I can't cook.
Oh, yeah, she totally froze
up. I can't cook
this
because there's no food. It was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. What kind of, like, yes.
Anyone who is a chef.
Gordon Ramsay needs to get in there and
just
rip her.
Oh, my God, that would be so great.
But then
have
it was
do
like,
a makeover of
yeah.
their brand new set.
Yeah. Gordon Ramsay style. I don't like what you put together here.
You
I'm
look like
do
a donkey.
I
wouldn't feed this sandwich to my grandma.
But also they had the lights kept going out.
Right. Well, and the fire alarm kept going on every 10 seconds. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. And Arturo had to come in and fix everything.
The only thing that didn't go wrong was the water. They did have, you know.
Like no flooding, you mean?
Yeah, they didn't have a flood. They didn't have
toilets
that didn't work.
Yeah,
you know.
That would have been a problem.
Yeah.
But I wondered when the lights were flickering and everything, I wondered if they were going to have the whole town packed in and then like there was going to be some electrical fire and then, you know, it'd be like a disaster. But they didn't.
No, because it's a brand new set.
Yeah. I guess that's true. You don't want to blow up the new set on the first day.
Well, and they blew up underground how many times before they finally just said, no, really, like, we're not rebuilding it again.
Just make this a parking lot.
Yeah. But of course, everything came together. Arturo fixed all of the, bugs. And, you know, we all know that he's secretly a fully licensed and bonded contractor. So that's completely safe.
I remember they actually had that conversation, he and Nick, last summer.
Oh, no doubt.
Because Nick screwed up a bunch of stuff and then Arturo had to come in and he was like, yo, dude, you don't know what you're doing. Like, I'm licensed and bonded. Right. Let the pro take over.
Nice. Okay, good.
I do remember that.
Very good. But the food showed up and she managed to make something out of something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And... So.
She basically said, somebody run to the grocery store and grab a few things. So whatever might have been on the menu, whatever her careful little plans, like, because she remember she was working so hard before her liver failed.
Yeah.
And she had all these plans and she was so exhausted. What were they doing?
Well, and the food that was delivered wasn't what it said.
No.
It was on the box. You know, there's a big old box that said prawns and another big old box that said lobster. And I was like, okay, this sounds like it would be pretty good. You know,
and then it was sandwiches.
And then they open it up and there's nothing in there except kale and bread. It's like,
I don't know. It was kind of it was like a vehicle for them to just like open the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have like a new hip place for people to hang out.
Yeah.
And already like they're... You know, people are going there for lunch.
Right.
Great. Cool. Yeah. A new place for people to have
just
events.
Kick back and have a sandwich.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lemon drop.
But I definitely feel like the top of the athletic club with the pool
was
is important
more that,
for the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
So.
Anything else about that?
Yeah. So it looks like maybe we're down to.
Talking about
casting notes. Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been reading a lot.
So on your notes, you say Kane. Is Kane finally going to go away? Because, oh my God, how annoying is Kane right now?
I kind of like this weird thing that Kane and Tracy have going on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I think he's going to her as an auntie.
But is she seeing it that way?
And I think she... Her rational mind sees it that way, but her late at night mind is seeing
it. I was going to say her loins see it a different way.
Yeah, a different way.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of like this weird pair up between Kane and Tracy because it's very unexpected.
Yes, I would be on board with it.
Totally.
But isn't Tracy married to some guy?
Is she?
I thought she was married.
Is she married? I don't know. She's just always by
to
herself.
To someone named Steve. Steve's always busy in the city. No? Did I imagine that?
I don't even know. Well, we never see him, so he doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. So that could be interesting. Because then Steve comes into town and says, get away from my woman.
And everyone else is like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Who are you, first of all?
Yeah.
Second of all, why do you have a key to the Abbott cabin?
I don't know if they're still married. Is Colleen's... No, because Brad was Colleen's dad. Now I really don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody's going to need to clear that up for us. So Daniel Goddard, who plays Kane, put sort of a cryptic thing on Instagram or Twitter the other day that was like, you know, things have been really great at Young and the Restless for this time. And I'm excited for new chapters or I don't know, something, you know, it was kind of sounded like he might be leaving.
Maybe leaving or maybe getting a decent storyline that doesn't revolve around him being a big mush. I mean,
maybe, but I don't know, because Lily is on recurring status. Mm-hmm. And so she's not going to be around very much.
Yeah. And
she'll pop into town for death, births, and holidays.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so where does that leave Kane? And then
Kane needs to be left divorced and show the montage of him, you know, doing kind of a forgetting Sarah Marshall breakup where he's eaten a whole box of cereal out of one bowl. And
I kind of feel that's where he's at right now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he does it.
He's depressing.
He's so depressing and just so desperate. And it's like,
yeah,
Lily's like, you know
what?
I'm good. We're done. Now go away.
I feel like when
but I love you so much.
When they identify the three most important traits of each character that drives
their motivators.
Things. Yeah. I feel like constantly in desperation is one of his. Mm-hmm. It's always desperate for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's sad. He's kind of pathetic.
Oh, he's very pathetic. No, kind of about it.
But yeah, so I don't really know what the deal is. So then meanwhile, Tracy's
Because Tracy could be such a great mom to those kids. They're just the right age to have a new stepmom.
Being
that's
like a
Tracy.
Hip? No,
she's the cool mom.
Oh, she's the worst. I feel like she's so out of touch.
She is not going to walk in on their bedrooms just unannounced and uninvited ever.
So but I also feel like she's maybe using Kane because she's writing the story.
Oh yeah.
And it's like she'll meet with Kane and he'll be like pouring his heart out about how lonely he is.
Yeah,
and then
she
goes
back
to her laptop
it.
And like basically just changes his name to Lane.
Right. I think it's funny.
His story.
Yeah. No, I think that part is hilarious.
So yeah, I
want that
know.
To continue until the book comes out, and then Lily will make one of her occurrences.
Okay.
Just to say, what the hell, Tracy?
Yeah. you wrote my story.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know if he. I don't know what the deal is with him. But I guess we'll find out. The big news is that, how do you say her name? Gina Tannoni. Tannoni.
Mm-hmm.
She is out. I know.
I love her.
And Michelle Stafford, the original Phyllis, is back in.
Who? Okay.
I like Michelle Stafford too.
I know you've always liked Michelle Stafford.
But I really
more
feel
than I ever did.
Gina Tannoni. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Really took over and like made it.
She made
cool.
it her own part,
yeah.
And she made it. Yeah, she did make it cool, and
I don't know. I don't know.
I am not on board with bringing Michelle Stafford back.
I want to know. I guess
is she going to pick up?
Was it
where
a fair trade off, or did they just like tell one? You know, Gina Tannoni, like, hey, by the way, you're out.
Michelle's coming back.
Yeah,
you're.
And if that's the case, I'd be like really pissed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and who knows? Maybe there is something in the contract that they initially signed. Saying,
it was 5 years.
If
so
she
maybe
ever,
it was a
if she ever
contract.
Comes back, you're out, and you take the 5-year contract and the worker you can get it.
I see.
But,
yeah. Well, either way, she's coming back, and so here's what I'm looking forward to trying to make, you know, a positive spin on this is that Michelle Stafford and Sharon Case had so many really good cat fighting moments.
Really good. Yeah.
And like, okay. So like the most recent Phyllis and Sharon had good friction too, but I feel
but not
like
the same.
Yeah.
Level.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that we'll see some of that again.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be fun.
Just a little bit of a throwback.
Well, if for no other reason, Sharon has had no storyline for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she hasn't done really anything.
She
interesting.
She just helped murder a man, but not
and
bury him. And
yeah, but that was a group effort. Yeah.
She,
it just seems like
she stole Christian, remember? That was so long
that
ago.
Was so long
that was
ago,
so long
though.
Ago.
Yeah, I mean, Christian should come back from summer camp as a 8th grader now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Nick is single-ish. Too, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, Sharon and Ray, it's like, okay, that's fine for now, but mm-hmm. I don't see any like real lasting.
I don't see any longevity with it.
No, I mean, they do like to play Scooby-Doo together. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're a good working team, I suppose,
yeah.
when it comes to investigating poorly, but,
right.
but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
It would be very weird if Sharon, Nick, and Phyllis were all single all at the same time.
Ooh.
Does that ever happen?
No. No.
So, also, I read that Greg Rickhart, Kevin, mm-hmm. will be returning for real.
Oh, okay. Didn't work out on his other show, eh?
I think it was great. I read critically acclaimed for his storylines.
Oh.
Actually.
Huh.
Like a ton of super positive praise, but I think, I don't know, maybe he's ready to just come back to Genoa City.
And have the monies.
Yeah.
They're willing to pay him. Okay. That'd be fun.
And then they did cast somebody new as Adam, which mm-hmm. just fully further proves my point.
Which point is that, Lindsay?
Remember, well, I was wrong. Remember I said I thought he was lurking in the walls?
Yeah.
Okay. So he wasn't lurking, but he's coming back. I feel
because
like
I have a thought about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so a storyline we didn't really talk about is Victor.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Victor has been
in Vegas
doing nobody knows what, but
we don't see him, we only hear about it.
Right, right. We hear about it from third parties and who are probably not to be trusted. And
yeah.
there was some kind of story that he was there doing high stakes poker gambling.
Yeah.
And then that got dismissed, and then someone else found out that he was spending a lot of money on psychiatrists.
Somebody who specializes in memory retrieval.
Right. So that's Adam.
Totally.
You know.
Totally.
But that's
and so you didn't see the last bit of Friday.
No,
but
I didn't.
It was Victor.
Yeah.
And he was in Vegas at a bar mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. this woman. Remember Sky?
Yeah.
Who fell in the volcano?
Yeah.
It looked so much like Sky, and I don't know if they did that intentionally or not, but she was like this high stakes poker person and da da da. And so they kind of had like a weird, like, secret knowing interaction.
Yeah.
About, I mean, I feel like she must know this other, you know, whoever Adam's going to be.
Yeah.
And then Victor knocks on the hotel door of Ray and Sharon because they've gone to Vegas to investigate Victor's behavior.
Right.
And Victor.
That's so much their business.
There's, oh my gosh. Because you might not have seen, they went to the psychiatrist, Ray and Sharon. Did you not see that?
I didn't see it.
Oh my gosh, it was a short scene. They go to the psychiatrist and they're like, hey, we know Victor's paying you, so you need to tell us what it's about.
No.
Yeah, and he's like, patient confidentiality.
Yeah,
and
HIPAA, they were, federal law.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, but really, you need to tell us. Like, just tell us. And he's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. And I felt like Sharon and Ray both were so clueless. Like, no, you can just slip us some info.
Right. Yeah.
Why?
We won't tell anyone.
Yeah. And then the psychiatrist is like, you guys got to go. And then he lifts this briefcase and all this money falls out. And then,
dun,
he's,
dun, dun.
And then he's like, oh, no, you really got to go. And
also, none of their business.
I know. And
I mean.
But I feel like for Sharon and Ray, who are both like drama queens,
yeah.
That was like the highlight of their day.
Yes.
You know, like they're on the hunt.
Yeah.
So then the very last part is they're back in their hotel room and Victor knocks on the door and he tells Ray, I need to talk to Sharon alone. And he says, you need to know some information.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to tell her, I think I found Adam.
Yeah.
His name is Bruce.
Right.
And
he
Wayne.
Looks totally different.
Yeah. He's had plastic surgery
again.
And he has no memories. And
see, I want him to go back to the original actor.
And oh, wait a minute. There's been so many.
Yeah. So.
Like the very first one?
The very first one.
That guy got canned because he was like
Oh, that's right. He was anti-feminist.
Yeah,
okay,
something
never
like
mind.
That. Yeah.
But just to go back to him to say he's back to his original face.
And then didn't Michael Mooney get canned because of sexual harassment?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a little disappointed that, you know, he now is on a hit TV show, but
is
he's
he?
Basically playing the part of Adam. So that's kind of fun.
Hmm. And then what's the most recent guy's name? The guy who's really popular.
He's
on This Is Us.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, no. There's the middle guy, Michael.
Oh, right,
the middle,
right.
The most recent guy. This Is Us guy.
I forgot.
I don't think he's a problem.
No. Yeah.
There's so, see, that's my point. There's so many atoms.
So many atoms.
So now there's going to be another one.
Okay. Maybe this one will be the good one finally.
Yeah, the winner that stays.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, yeah, they're totally bringing it back. Also, then I read Melissa Claire Egan, who plays Chelsea, is mm-hmm. coming back.
Okay.
Right.
I hope that she comes back more as the original Chelsea than the I'm a high-priced fashion designer.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about the pain in the ass part. No. Well, yeah. And then she took Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Does Nick still think Connor is his? No. Does he know it's Adams?
No, he knows it's Adams.
But then Christian is Adams.
Yes.
Right? But yeah. Nick doesn't know that.
Right.
Ah. Okay.
So Chelsea will come back. Connor will have a medical emergency that can only be...
He needs a liver.
He needs something. He needs a gallbladder. And
he needs new corneas.
His brother is the only... Or he'll have that weird eye disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Adam had.
Yeah. So, okay. That'll be your hot summer drama.
Yeah.
I don't know, more of the
I
same.
I just got you back, and now I have to hate you again.
I just feel like I know that I wasn't right that Adam was lurking in the walls, but I felt like
that
there was something
guess.
About that that was like, Adam's coming back.
Yeah.
So I don't, maybe they hadn't decided at the time.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Also, Victoria Rowell, who played Drusilla,
mm-hmm.
She's lobbying again. She created, I don't want to get this factually wrong. There is a poll online to bring her back.
Okay.
I believe she created
that
it herself.
May or may not have been created
and she's
by her.
Asking people to vote to like convince
CBS to bring her back.
Yes. As well as there was
Speaking
another poll
of
I
pathetic.
Saw that I kind of had issue with. There was one that said, who would you like to come back the most? And it was her name and then two other names. I don't even remember who they were. And then like, I think Michelle Stafford was one of them actually.
Yeah.
And then somebody else. And like hers was just barely higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then she posted a screenshot of that, you know, like, see, I don't know. I feel like, you know,
if they haven't asked by now, honey, they're not going to ask.
I know. I
well,
don't know.
No, actually, the fact that she got on the tribute day.
Yeah. And I
for
was Christoph glad
St.
that she
John,
was there. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. But it doesn't mean that there's been a rallying cry to bring her back.
No.
You know, of all the people I know who watch this show, you're the only one who has ever said, I wish Drusilla came back.
I want to even say that she had said something on Instagram like, you know, she came back off that cliff or, you know,
right.
something like there's ways to write this back. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, there are. Like, we
oh,
can write
a million
anything,
ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Because clearly Adam can have plastic surgery
right.
multiple
and,
times.
Yeah. And, you know, be burned to a crisp.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
It's all good.
Yeah. As long as your liver is healthy, everything else is fine.
Yes. So yeah, that's my hot casting news.
Okay.
I just feel like there's a lot of changes that are coming.
Yeah.
So
yeah, transitions. That's good.
Yeah,
keeps it fresh.
You got anything else to say?
I do not.
I do.
I know.
So okay, this is my PSA moment. This is a free podcast, right?
Yeah.
So don't expect a lot.
No.
And we don't do commercials. I feel
Ever.
Like sometimes, like I listen to podcasts every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exhausting to have to skip through the 3 minutes in the beginning or the middle
right.
because of like lame commercials. And we're always going to be commercial free. But here's my only plug. This coming week, tomorrow, is Teacher Appreciation Week. So if you like listening to our podcast and you have a child in school or you know somebody's a teacher, you should do something nice for them.
Do something nice for them. Absolutely.
And that's how you're paying for listening to our podcast.
That's
for
that's,
10 years.
Right. Yes. But then go to Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Then
go to our Instagram
or
page.
Or the Facebook page and tell us what you did.
Yeah.
So
oh,
that
that's
we
a
don't
good point.
Have, so that we don't have to just sit here on our hands and say, hey, Bridget, what did you do? Did you make cookies for your child? Or Yvette's, I'm looking at you. What are you going to do for a teacher this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, that was my only PSA.
That's a great PSA.
Moment.
I like that. Works for me.
Yeah. So find us on Instagram, The Young and the Restless Recap. And did you know, actually, I just happened to run across this, that June is our 10-year anniversary.
Aww.
So we should have
a cool ring ceremony.
Yeah. We should have a party and then have like a tornado rip through it.
There we go.
You know.
Yeah. Earthquake.
Yeah. Tragic Portland. Accident. Yeah. Oh, you're right. The big one's coming.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I've been hearing that my entire life.
Yeah. Right.
So, okay. So find us, listen to us.
And we'll see you in a bit.